Okay, today's minog is with Michal. Where's Reb Michal? He left? Yeah, okay. Okay, today's minog is the minog of blowing shofar Chodesh Elul. This does not appear anywhere in the Gemara, anywhere in Shas. It does not even appear in the Goinim, in the Rav Sadya Goin. Yeah, Rav Sadya Goin has a Siddur, I think. Not sure, but Rav Amram Goin, the Siddur of Amram Goin, there's no mention whatsoever that one should blow shofar Chodesh Elul. So where does it come from, this custom of blowing shofar on Rosh Chodesh Elul? So one of the earliest sources is, I mean, it's brought that right yet, but the Machzor Vitri. Machzor Vitri, I learned, is the Talmud of Rashi. He was seemingly a student of Rashi, a little bit later than Rashi, from the early Rishonim. And he already brings down this custom. And the main makor for the custom is a Pirkei de Rebbe Eliezer. It's a Medrash. Pirkei de Eliezer is a Medrash, and it speaks about Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu, after he shattered the luchos, he comes down and he sees that Klal Yisrael has worshipped the eagle, and he goes back up to Shemayim for 40 days to ask Hashem for forgiveness. He comes back down, and then Moshe makes his last ascent to heaven on Rosh Chodesh Elul. Moshe went to Shemayim three times. The first time, each time for 40 days, for a total of 120 days. The first time he went to Shemayim was to receive the Luchos Rishonos. The second time was to ask for forgiveness. And the third time was to receive the Luchos Shnios. Moshe ascended for the third time on Rosh Chodesh Elul to receive the Luchos Shnios. And he told the people, listen, I'm going for 40 days. I don't want this to be a repeat performance. I don't want to come down and find you worshipping an eagle because you got afraid that I'm not coming. What we're going to do is we're going to put into place a fascinating precaution. We're going to blow shofar every single day. That's the whole question, every single day, but you're going to blow shofar when I go up, at least. That's what we'll discuss in a moment. And the shofar will remind you of what happened. It will be a reminder that the first time when I went to heaven, you gave up on me, and you replaced me with an eagle, and you worshipped the eagle. Remember your sins, and don't repeat them. Wait until I come down with the second set of luchos. And the pasuk says, Olo Elokim bis ruah, Hashem b'kol shofar. So this, from this pasuk, we learn the pasuk in Tehillim, which we reference to the event, the event of what happened. Elokim was elevated b'shua Hashem b'kol shofar. There's a pasuk in the Torah itself. Ayaviru kol b'machane. I'm sorry, that's I quoted the pasuk in Tehillim, but that pasuk in Tehillim is coming to parallel what it says in the Torah. Vayaviru kol b'machane. And they passed the Kol B'machaneh, and that pasuk, we have it over here somewhere. I don't know where that pasuk is. The whole pasuk in its context. Vayavir Kol B'machaneh, and they blew a shofar in the Machaneh when Moshe went to Shemayim to receive the second set of luchos. Therefore, in commemoration of that event, we blow shofar on Rosh Chodesh Elul. So according to this medrash, it really has nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah. We think that we're blowing shofar on Elul because we're soon going to come to Rosh Hashanah, and on Rosh Hashanah we're going to blow the shofar. So we really want to get into the spirit of things. So for 40 days we begin to blow shofar. Oh, we should familiarize ourselves with what the shofar sounds like and get ready and do tshuva. We're going to come. That's also a reason. But the ikar reason, you look carefully in all of the svarim, it really is a zecher of the chet ha'egel, of a reminder not to do averos. Moshe Rabbeinu at these 40 days went to heaven to bring down to us the luchos shnios, and we blew shofar during this period of time to remind us not to sin. And that's why we blow shofar. Now we have to appreciate the significance of this event. This was one of the first gezeros. Today we live in a world where we have mitzvos de rabbanans. We have safeguards. In fact, we probably have more safeguards than we have mitzvos. And we get confused sometimes. What is the ikkur? What's the tofel? You're not allowed to do this, do this, do this, do this, because these are all takanos. But this was one of the first takanos. Hashem gave us the Torah. We sinned. Right away, we have to do something to protect ourselves. Don't sin. Moshe's coming back. Blow shofar. It's a reminder. It's a wake-up call. It was maybe the very first takana to protect us from doing averos. It's so significant, forever and ever, we blow the shofar ad hayom hazeh. Now, according to this approach, a very little translation of the Pirkei de Eliezer, it would indicate, and indeed this was the custom of many, you only blow the shofar on Rosh Chodesh Elul. You don't blow it the entire month. Because the simple reading of the Pasuk and of Pirkei de Eliezer is they only blow the shofar once. Moshe, I'm going to heaven to receive the second luchos. Don't you dare forget. Blow the shofar. That one time blowing of the shofar was a significant event to remind them for 40 days, behave yourselves. Don't get carried away. Another very big nafkamina, when did Moshe Rabbeinu blow the shofar? The first day of Rosh Chodesh. Because the tradition is Moshe was in heaven for 40 days. You're not going to get 40 days until Yom Kippur. Moshe came down on Yom Kippur. That we know. Moshe came down on Yom Kippur. And it's Vayomer Hashem Solachti Chidvarecha. And the tradition is he was there. The Pasuk says, I went to heaven for 40 days. Count backwards 40 days from Yom Kippur. And day number one is the 29th day, that's the 30th day of Elul, which is what? Of Av. Which is the first day of Rosh Chodesh Elul. And I think among most of us, okay, Rubadu of Klal Yisrael, when do you begin to blow shofar? You blow shofar on the second day of Rosh Chodesh Elul, which is not according to the Pirkei de Eliezer. That's a very big problem. It's a very big problem because this really appears to be the Ikar Shebi Karim, Pirkei de Eliezer, Moish L'Shanayim, Olalukim Yeshua, Vayaviru Kol Bamachaneh, and that really should be on the first day of Rosh Chodesh Elul, the 30th day of Av. And I don't know, we had this Sefer Mesechem, Eliezer, he seems to be many minhagim where they do. That's what it was done. It was really done on the first day of Rosh Chodesh. For some reason today we don't do this. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, if not mistaken, two opinions. All the Mechaber, it's not mentioned at all. The Minug is not discussed. The Ramah says that Minug Ashkenaz is to blow shofar. And then the Mishnah Berurah brings down, there are two minhagim. Some have the Minug to begin it to blow shofar on the 30th day of Av, and some start blowing it on the first day of Elul, the second day of Rosh Chodesh. For some reason, it's been especially among us to blow on the second day of Rosh Chodesh, the first day of Elul, but the real Pirkei de Eliezer tells us it was done once. Now, as an extension of that, so someone has said that once you start blowing, you don't stop, you blow the entire Chodesh, because we need more of a reminder, and then we get into more other reasons for the minhag which complement this Pirkei de Rebbe Eliezer. Now before we go further, I think something is very, very interesting. This was not accepted originally by the Sfardim. I don't know what they do today. They do today the Sfardim, the real Sfardim?
Yes.
The real Sfardim, you blow shofar?
No.
Here
in the Ashkenazi shul, yes.
But in the Sfardish shuls, they don't blow shofar. So you see a very interesting, the Sfardim never accepted this. And that's why the Mechaber does not bring this down. The Mechaber Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Karo, is a Sfardi. They did not blow shofar. Now, very interesting, why not? So they want to explain this because what's bad? I'll give you an example. Let's say a sitter for Pam writes this in Natar Lamelach, and he always used to say, I remember him saying this. Let's say a sitter falls down on the floor, a sefer. So what do you do? What are you supposed to do? Two minhagim. One minhag is you pick it up and you kiss it, and you put it down. What's the other minhag? You don't kiss it. You don't kiss it. What's kissing it do? You open it up and you learn. What's more meaningful? What's a more meaningful minhag? To learn from the sefer or to kiss the sefer? But let's say you only can do one. Why only one? I don't know. But let's say you only can do one. What's a more meaningful minhag?
There's only one answer, one right answer on the test.
It's more meaningful to learn from the sefer. It's more meaningful to learn. Therefore, the Sfardim, What's blowing the shofar? You say slichos. You want to do tshuva. You want to remember not to worship the ego. Say the slichos. Svardim say slichos the entire month. So they look at us Ashkenazim and they say nebuch. Ashkenazim, you people, you don't want to say the slichos. So you go and you'll just
this year you have only 1 or 2 days.
Okay. You blow the shofar. You just blow the shofar. So once you start, you can't stop. That's another thing. Why you stop the last day? L'arvi v'asatan to be mafra between the kiyus to reshus, kiyus to chayva, l'arvi v'asatan. That's another thing. Why we stop the last day?
Yeah. Nobody blows for 40 days because we don't blow
Shabbos. And you don't blow every Shana.
That's what I mean. We don't blow during Thursday Truba. If we were blowing,
it's a 40-day period. Okay, it's
Nobody does that.
Okay, so the answer is it's more than one reason. It's a combination. You're right. It's a combination, which we'll get to in a moment. You're right, but you cannot deny that the Iker is the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. If not the Pirkei de Eliezer, nothing would have gotten off the ground. Pirkei de Eliezer is Moshe Olal L'Shamayim Rosh Chodesh Elul. It's a zeichem for that. We have to blow shofar Olal L'Kim Yeshua Vayavir Kol B'machane. Moshe has told them, don't you dare repeat what you've done before. Okay, but the point we want to make over here is that this is a very important thing, because now in our topic of Minhagim, the Svardim never accepted this. Why? Because they have the real deal. They say slichos. If you're saying slichos, like learning from the sefer, like learning the sefer before, you learn from the sefer. Maybe they don't have to go with this thing of blowing shofar to remind us not to do an averis. Say slichos, then you'll know not to do an averis. Now some go, this beautiful, because this really explains a lot of different inyanim. Why don't we make a bracha on blowing of the shofar? Why don't we make a, so we discuss some of the minhagim, there are minhagim which we do make brachas. Say Rosh Chodesh, saying halal on Rosh Chodesh. Reciting halal on Rosh Chodesh is nothing more than a minhag. It's not a din. And we not everyone makes a bracha. Okay, but the Ruba Drubu Klai Shal makes it. Everyone says halal. That there is no the loy pluk. Everyone in Klali shall accept upon themselves the custom to recite halal. So someone will explain this very, very big yisod in making a bracha on a minhag. A minhag that was not nispashit among the entire Klal Yisrael, you don't make a bracha. And therefore, Hallel, which was accepted by the entire Klal Yisrael, you make a bracha. Okay, if you don't want to make a bracha, not everyone makes a bracha. Some don't make a bracha. But those that don't make a bracha, they just don't make a bracha. But they say Hallel. So those that are saying Hallel, they're doing a minhag that the Gans Klal Yisrael accepted, and Mela, that's already a candidate to make a bracha. But blowing shofar, even though it's a minhag vasik, it's a very old, well-established minhag, being that it was not accepted by the Svardim, by all segments of Klal Yisrael, and Mela, we don't make a bracha. Meaning that if everyone would have accepted this custom, we would have made a bracha. We would have made a bracha on the blowing of the shofar during Chodesh El. Okay, so this is one very interesting idea. Now, next question. You blow a shofar at night. So we only think we blow shofar during the day. But you should know that taka some blow shofar even at night. By Shacharis and by Maariv, some blow it after Mincha twice, like you say L'Dov L'Shem Oiri. So you some the Nusach Ashken Sfar, when you say L'Dov L'Shem Oiri, you say by Shacharis and Mincha, Shacharis and Maariv. But there are customs when you blow the shofar by day and by night. What tekiyas do you blow? So most of us think we blow Tashrat, tekiyah Shalom through a tekiyah. Interesting, the Bach, other Mepharshim say no, there's no such thing as blowing Tashrat. You should neither, you have to blow 10, you have to blow Tekiyah Shvarim Tekiyah, Tekiyah Truah Tekiyah, and Tekiyah Shvarim Truah Tekiyah. Since the Truah is a suffix, what is the Truah? So there are different Minhagim. We just blow a symbol Tekiyah Shvarim Truah Tekiyah, and finished, and even that we're not Mach, but if the Baal Tekiyah gets stuck, right, I'm sure you've all been shul where it gets stuck and it's not really a kosher, it's not a kosher Tekiyah, it's okay, it's just a Minhag. Just anything goes.
Whatever comes out.
Anything goes.
At night, you say
Have you ever?
I've never seen it. Have you seen it?
No.
I've never seen it. But it's brought down that there are those that have the custom to blow at night, and there are those that have Germans, yeah, and there are those that have the custom to blow a whole set, a whole set. Tkiya shvarim tura, tkiya tura, tkiya tkiya shvarim tura tkiya, a whole set, 10 tkiyas, because that's really the ikur way that when you in halacha, when you blow a tkiya, the ikur way to blow tkiya is to blow, it's blow 10 koilos, to blow a whole set. Next thing, let's say this very interesting shiloh. Let's say you don't, let's go a little step further. The reason why we blow is not only because of the ego. The other reasons why we blow. One of the other reasons why we blow, some want to learn, is because we want to confuse the satan. Now, I don't know how this works. This, you can go here, talk to psychologists, and it has to do with us. We're confusing ourselves. You can learn this idea in a Kabbalistic, or you can learn it very down to earth. But there's something called Irvuv Hasat, to confuse the Satan. We don't want the Satan to know exactly when is Rosh Hashanah. The blowing of the shofar is so holy, so sacred, so meaningful, so powerful. So somehow we dilute it, we dilute the significance of the koyach of the shofar by blowing the shofar the entire Chodesh Elul in order, again, to dilute to get confused. When it's concealed. This is one other reason. Another reason why we blow the shofar is simple, is because we want to get ready. And they give a very nice example. Every single day we say Kriya Shema. And then there's a Kriya Shema Katan, it's called. What's a Kriya Shema Katan? When you say Kribanos. When you say Kribanos, you say just the first parasha. You say the first parasha. Sometimes the first parasha. Why do you do that? Well, it's not really such a great idea, because if you have kavanah to be yoytz to the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, you're being yoytz to the mitzvah of Kriya Shema outside of the brachas, the brachas Kriya Shema. So you're supposed to have kavanah not to be yoytz to the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, so you should later be yoytz to the mitzvah of Kriya Shema within the brachas of Kriya Shema. Why do you do it? So some mepharshim say something very interesting, because anything that is very significant, you have to have a dry run, a practice run. So Chazal cleverly built into the Korbanos reciting part of Kriya Shema in order to get you ready, in order to get you ready. Personal lanes, a balkore. Unheard of not to look over the parasha Shabbos morning. Even if you look over the parasha 100 times the whole week. If you look it over during the week, you look it over during the week, right? You prepare it. And now it's Shabbos morning. You wake up. You mechuyev to look over the parasha before you lay in. I don't know if you mechuyev to, if you did it before. But it's not a good practice, obviously. I can't imagine any Baal Kore, anyone that's worth his reputation, that's not going to look over the parasha Shabbos morning before he lays the parasha. You know, you got to get into the proper frame of mind. So it's the same exact thing. When you blow shofar, the whole Chodesh Elul, it's getting yourself into the proper frame of mind. Now here's an interesting shiloh. What happens if you don't have a minion? You daven miyichidus. People daven miyichidus, they have no choice, and you know how to blow the shofar. Are you allowed to, or are you mechuyev to be mekayim the minig of blowing shofar biyichidus? So it depends. If you learn the ikatah, blowing the shofar is because it all comes from vayaviru kol machne perkei devil yezer. There are many poskim, I can't remember all these names, I don't know who the people learn, it's very hard to memorize all these names. They say that no, there's no inyan of blowing shofar, there's no inyan of the minig of blowing shofar if you're not petzibur, because it says ba machane. And machane means 10. Machane means at least 10 people. They bring rayas from this to machane. It's the Gemara. Machane means 10. And since the Makar comes from Rukh Machane, if you don't have a minion of 10 people, don't bother blowing shofar b'yichidus. Tam yichidus, let's say you lost out. You lost out on the inyan of hearing shofar. Others say that's not the only reason. The other reason why you blow shofar is to get yourself accustomed to hearing the shofar. Also, it's a mez of tshuva. It's a scary sound. It awakens you to tshuva. Wake up from your slumber. So there's nothing wrong. Adarabba, you should try to blow shofar Chodesh Elul if you daven bi yichidus. Okay, what other things are there about blowing shofar? Some learn that
if they hear blowing shofar for 40 days, they can say,
You're not mechan, it's not the mitzvah. It's the shachliyer that you're making is a din of the day. It's not the tkiya de rishus. The shah that you blow during the 30 days, that's not a tkiya of the mitzvah. That's a blowing of rishus. It's a different type of blowing. The tkiya of the mitzvah derais only once a year. That's why you can make the shachiyanu.
Downtown Brooklyn, they blew shofar by mincha.
Because the people didn't hear by shachris.
People ran away early.
Early by shachris. To get to the... So you have there the... Okay.
By the way, Minik San, they don't say Dogari.
But don't at all?
Only when they say kill him.
I got a plane to Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
This Saturday, blowing shofar now on a plane. It's 2001. He blew shofar. He had to blow 10. Four was not good enough. The students almost had it.
It's private, not of the decree of the court of God, is going to blow shofar when they say, oh, yeah, I will. But he loves to do this.
Okay, so that pretty much concludes. I think that's pretty much what I want to talk about for the blowing of the shofar. Okay, we'll stop here with this.
Parsha Rishona. So some siddurim have v'aftas.
No, you don't have to say v'aftas. You're not only if you get the mizman kriya shma. Only if you get the mizman kriya shma, then you say v'aftas. But you only have to say shma. But why even to say shma? It's to be miragel yourself that you're going to do a point of mitzvah, like a practice dry run. So to the 40 days, the 30 days of blowing shofar, it's like a dry run to get yourself in the frame of mind that you can blow shofar.